You can find our scripture reading at page 1147 in your pew Bible for the verses from Matthew, and then page 1423 for the verses from Ephesians. From Matthew. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. And from Ephesians, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and it is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by words, so that no one can boast.
And let us pray. Almighty God, send your Holy Spirit to break through into my heart and to continue to break through into McCabe United Methodist Church. Thank you for calling us to partner with you in building your heavenly kingdom on earth. May we answer your call with boldness and with grace. We pray this in the powerful name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. As I begin this message, let's first hear a word from McCabe United Methodist Church's history. In the 1870s, Bismarck, Dakota Territory, was a small but growing frontier town with 18 saloons supporting its rough and tumble lifestyle. By the time Reverend James W. Bull arrived in 1879, the saloon keeper, not ready to hear any words of criticism or correction, had already driven out of town two Methodist evangelists and a Methodist preacher. Reverend Bull, however, had better luck, thanks to his cheerful personality, energetic preaching style, and powerful singing of hymns. Preaching on the streets, and sometimes standing on a beer barrel in front of a saloon, Reverend Bull gained enough of a following to conduct church meetings on the upper floor of the fire hall, at the same time soliciting donations for the building of a church. Even the men gathered in front of the saloons helped. The story goes that in one instance, when Reverend Bull spoke of building a church, one of the gamblers in the gathering said, "No Methodist meeting is done till it takes a collection. Come on now, let's give them a lift to start their meeting house. Let's pass the hat." Reverend Bull also solicited donations from neighboring communities and states, raising about $4,000 in all. Thus, he was able to purchase lots at 5th and Thayer. Reverend James Bull served as pastor from 1879 to 1882, McCabe's formative years. The church he and his parishioners built was dedicated debt-free in 1889. If you were here worshiping with us last Sunday, you have already heard those words from our history as a congregation. Those words from our history were carefully researched and beautifully written by one of our longtime faithful members, Barb Egan. If you were here with us last Sunday, you also experienced a rather interesting worship service because we heard a report from a team of outside church leaders, the Missional Church Consultation Initiative, or MCCI team. This MCCI team had been on site with us last weekend at McCabe, listening to individuals and groups hoping to create a report of prescriptions that we would eventually vote yes or no on. And those prescriptions would help launch us into a new life cycle of fruitfulness for God's kingdom. However, for a variety of reasons, the direction the MCCI team had hoped to go with us changed significantly as the weekend progressed. Instead of prescriptions that we as a congregation would vote on, they added a step and offered us a set of 4 recommendations that our leadership team will be considering this Tuesday at our monthly meeting. If we work through these 4 recommendations faithfully and thoroughly, the MCCI team is confident they will be able to come back sometime down the road, and we will be fully prepared to receive the kind of prescriptions report they had hoped to present us last weekend. This change of plan was both disappointing and sobering. With all that in mind, last Sunday, we were also shaken awake to the fact that as a congregation, McCabe United Methodist Church has been in decline, like many other churches, for years. Our worship and membership numbers, as well as the number of children and youth in our midst, have been steadily going down for decades. New people have come to be part of our church, for sure, but the numbers of new people have not outweighed those who have left through death or for other reasons. I'm confident it's not particularly fun for any of you to hear that information, and as one of your pastors, it's certainly no fun to say it. But friends, that decades-long decline is the entire reason for the MCCI process and report. And by the way, we have copies of those reports available. Just ask one of us pastors if you're interested to see what it says, and we'll direct you to where those copies are. Well, with the significant change of direction when our MCCI team was here, last weekend was pretty tough. And in the days since, I have felt a decent amount of shame and have had no small amount of self-criticism rolling around in my brain. But early this week, I read something by Christian writer Jen Hatmaker that has helped, something that connects well to this House of Grace stewardship series that we're starting this weekend. In her book entitled For the Love, Looking for Grace in a World of Impossible Standards, Jen Hatmaker wrote this: "Condemnation is a trick of the enemy, not the language of the heavens. Shame is not God's tool. So if we are slaves to shame, we are way off the beaten path. If your inner monologue is critical, endlessly degrading, it's time to move back to grace. Condemnation is a trick of the enemy, not the language of the heavens. If your inner monologue is critical, endlessly degrading, it's time to move back to grace. Grace, defined, is unmerited favor. Like today's reading from Ephesians chapter 2, it says that grace is the gift of saving love that we experience through faith in God. We experience God's grace not because of anything we've done to earn it, but because God's very attitude toward us is love. Faith allows us to experience that saving love. Weeks ago, as Pastor Mark and I talked about this stewardship series centering around the concept of God's grace, he mentioned the little story that Jesus offered his disciples in Matthew chapter 7, the story about building your house on solid rock rather than on sand. Seems like common sense, right? Homes need firm foundations in order to remain standing for years to come. Some among us may perhaps know the pain and difficulty of discovering that the home you live in does not have as firm a foundation as you thought it did. It takes a lot of hard work to fix a shaky foundation. Far better to start well. What if we thought about God's grace as the firm foundation of our lives? I think about parents who raise their children in such a way that the children know without a doubt they will always be welcomed home with a loving embrace, even if things fall gloriously apart. Perhaps especially when things fall gloriously apart. That is grace. Grace is unmerited favor. Grace is undeserved gift. Grace is lightness to a heavy spirit. Grace is God's eternal attitude toward us. And thankfulness for God's grace is why we give back with our time, our talent, and our treasure. In fact, when we give of our time, talent, and treasure, when we give of that to God through McCabe, we are expressing thanks for the grace we experience here. It makes me think about that piece of our McCabe history, that piece of our history wherein one of our first pastors, Reverend James W. Bull, preached in front of a saloon from on top of a beer barrel. Before Reverend Bull came along, the saloon owner had chased out three Methodist leaders because their attitude had been one of condemnation. And the saloon owner was not interested, as you might imagine, in having words of condemnation preached outside his place of business. Reverend Bull, however, was different. As Barb wrote in that history piece, Reverend Bull drew in the saloon owner and many, many others with his cheerful attitude, his energetic preaching, and his powerful singing of hymns. That all sounds like grace to me. Reverend Bull stepped up onto a beer barrel to share the message of Jesus' saving love, and the drinkers and gamblers who heard him were so compelled by that message that they even passed the hat to invest in McCabe's first church building. Listen again to that piece of our history. Reverend Bull gained enough of a following to conduct church meetings on the upper floor of the fire hall, at the same time soliciting donations for the building of a church. Even the men gathered in front of the saloons helped. The story goes that in one instance, when Reverend Bull spoke of building a church, one of the gamblers in the gathering said, "No Methodist meeting is done till it takes a collection. Come on now, let's give them a lift to start their meeting house. Let's pass the hat." It is not an exaggeration to say that we are here today in another building, worshiping God here because of the investment of those drinkers and gamblers nearly 150 years ago. Through Reverend Bull's message, they experienced the powerful good news of Jesus' saving love, and they wanted to invest in the meeting house that became McCabe United Methodist Church, a meeting house whose firm foundation is God's grace. I'm so thankful to those folks nearly 150 years ago who first invested in this meeting house of grace. I'm so excited that here and now we have the opportunity to experience God's grace through this meeting house. And I'm so excited that here and now we all have the opportunity to further invest in this meeting house of grace. So thanks be to God for a firm foundation of grace. And thanks be to God for this meeting house, where week after week, we experience that grace. Let us pray. Holy and almighty God, from the beginning of time, you have used the ordinary elements of creation to bring grace into our lives. Through water, you bless us with the gift of baptism. And here and now, you are present to us in this bread and juice, reminders of the last meal your son Jesus shared with his closest followers, reminders that the good news of Jesus' saving love is good news for all. Send your Holy Spirit to bless this bread and these cups. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. We are his faithful people, sharing your gracious love everywhere we go. We pray this through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, and all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen.